Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to our thankful Thursday of the week. Time to anchor into a moment of gratitude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, I would love to take a moment just to extend some gratitude for where we are right now. Meaning this moment, so wherever you are listening to this podcast from, whatever is going on around you, whatever is happening in your life situation right now, however you're feeling in your body, literally this exact moment. Gratitude, it's one of those things that it's easy to practice when things are going our way, right? When we're feeling good in our body, when we feel like we are in a state of flow, when we acknowledge the blessings that we have, and when we feel like we're really blessed. And sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to anchor into in the mundane, right? In the day-to-day, when we're just going through the motions. Because of course, the majority of our lives, right, it's those basic day-to-day things that we do that we don't think too much about, right? So going to the grocery store or sitting in traffic or picking up our kids from preschool or, you know, sitting behind your computer doing work, whatever your day-to-day is, right? So I wanted to take an opportunity today to experiment a little bit, just knowing that we are all tuning into this podcast in totally different parts of the world, in different moments, right? So you might be at home on the couch listening to this right now, having a cup of tea, enjoying a beautiful moment. You might be sitting in traffic, right? Commuting to get home from work. Maybe you're out on a walk somewhere. Maybe you're having a stressful day. Maybe you're not feeling good. Maybe you're feeling great. So trusting that wherever you are at in this moment, that a gratitude practice here now as you are is exactly what you need. So to not wait for the extraordinary things to come our way before we practice gratitude. So take a moment right now just to acknowledge what's going on around you. So beginning with that. In this moment, if you just look around a little bit, take a moment to take in your environment, where you are, what can you see with your eyes right now, what's happening around you, what's unfolding around you in this moment, what can you see? So whether you are indoors or outside or in a car or somewhere else, what can you see right now? And can you take a moment to anchor into some gratitude for something beautiful that you can actually lay eyes on in this moment? Even if you are in a place where you can't connect to traditional beauty, right? If you really look for it, what's actually beautiful right now? So for me, the first thing I notice here now, just speaking these words, is I look out the window, I see the sky, right? Chances are wherever you are right now, you can also look out a window or look up and see the sky. And the sky right now, the way it's looking for me, it's not extraordinary, right? I see a lot of clouds and a bird flying by, and what a blessing to be able to actually see the sky from this window right now. What a blessing to be alive and have the opportunity to look up, right? To have that mobility in my body, to have eyes to see, right? The fact that I can actually sit here and see the sky outside, that in itself is something to be grateful for, that I have eyes to see. So take a moment just wherever you are to connect to something beautiful, right? And then we're going to take this one step just a little bit deeper, anchoring into your body right now. Just take a moment to acknowledge your body in this moment, noticing your breath, noticing what it feels like to experience life from this body. And now whether or not you're feeling good in your body right now, or if you've been ill, if you've had some pain, if you're feeling tired, whatever is happening in your body in this moment, find something to be grateful for, right? So see where your awareness brings you right away. For me, I immediately gravitate toward my legs, just speaking those words. I went for a swim this morning with flippers on, and I can just feel some tiredness in my legs from having worked my legs this morning. So take a moment to notice for yourself where your awareness lands. If it's a special body part or maybe a function of the body right now. And just bring some gratitude to the fact that you have this body to experience life from. Acknowledge what this body part does for you every day. So for me, these legs, these strong legs that carry me wherever I need to go, right? That allow me to actually move through this life. What a blessing, right? What a blessing to have legs to walk this earth. And then finally, bringing awareness right now to your life situation, right? To where you are in life right now, to where life has brought you. Whether you're going through something challenging or not, if you're having a great week or a hard one, finding something to be grateful for in terms of your life situation. So just see where your awareness lands, right? For me, right away, my awareness just dropped into my relationship with my husband. I'm so grateful I have him, who holds my hand all throughout the hardest times and the most beautiful days. The fact that I have him, you know, is such a blessing. Take a moment to see where your awareness lands right now. Something that is unfolding, something you have in your life right now, something around your life situation today that you have to be grateful for. It could be an experience. Could be a relationship, could be a place. Find something that really rings true to you and then just sense that gratitude. What a blessing. And then taking this moment right now to hold all of this at once, right? So what you can see around you in this moment, what you can feel in your body in this moment, and where life has brought you in this moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can repeat that out loud a couple times and just feeling that vibration inside of you elevating with every thank you that leaves your lips. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you're able to ride a little bit of a wave of gratitude all throughout the day. And if you encounter a difficult moment, remember you can just come back to this practice, right? Gratitude for something you can see, gratitude for something you can feel in your body, and gratitude for where life has brought you today. Thank you so much for practicing gratitude with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.